welcome to the broadcast with Amanda Shandy and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name's Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome to the show, everybody. Episode 36. Our show inches closer and closer to cougar age.
I know. Are we going to have a cougar party? Cougar
yes.
age? Although, should we just decide what cougar age is so then we know how much time we have before we have to start planning?
Okay. Well, let's call it 40. So we have a month.
Perfect.
Is 40 really cougar age?
Didn't we talk about this 36? We talked about this 36 episodes ago.
That's true. That was a long time ago.
We did record it June 14th, 2016. My cough is still here, but it's gotten a lot better. I started taking the Claritin. That somewhat helped. I can laugh a little bit more without coughing. I was going to try to make a hot toddy, but my three-year-old beast won't go to sleep, so...
Should have made a hot toddy for both of you.
Should have.
Like the good old days.
Like the good old days. Which weren't that long ago.
I'm sure there are still people around the world that, like, you know, do the brandy on the gums when you're teething.
Well, our friends that were here last week, their kid was teething and they took a little bit of Jay's rye whiskey and rubbed it on his gums.
Yeah. Yep.
I tried that with Zach once, but I was very hesitant and very I don't really know. So it didn't really do anything. But if I had ever had another one, I think I would take that Q-tip, let that sucker soak up. And
yeah, I'm surprised that made you nervous. I feel like that's like an Italian thing. Just
Oh, I know. Everybody in my family was very insistent on it. They were like, we did it with you. And I was like, I know. I turned out so great. I love whiskey now.
Oh, is that what it's from? Yeah, that did not happen in my family. I wish I liked whiskey. Damn.
But delicious. Anyway, how's it going, guys? You know, I thought that I didn't have a lot to talk about, but then I was sitting here making notes as we were chit-chatting before we started, and I got like 8 things on my list, so.
Yeah, I figured that was going to happen.
But none of them are exciting, fun stories.
Well, they can't all be winners.
I know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to have a boring week. Makes you value the exciting ones.
Okay, episode 40. Let's have a cougar party.
Yes, I think we should. Should it be a live party? Because I think it should be live.
I think it should be too.
Well, obviously, it's got to be live. Okay, so 37, 38, 39, 40. Episode 40 is the week of April 25th. If we
God, and we should drink like really trashy cocktails like Cosmopolitans and like Sex on the Beaches.
Yes. 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 I don't like any of those, but I'll have a martini.
No, it has to be trashy.
Okay, I'll have a Long Island iced tea.
Like an appletini or something equally stupid.
I'll have a Long Island iced tea since I will honor my heritage. And I think trashy old cougars drink that too, right? I say that again. Yeah, I'm only 7 years away from
sour,
that.
That counts.
Oh, God, I can't do Amaretto sours.
Oh, I used to love them. I haven't had one in maybe a decade, so... Should probably do that and see if I still like them.
Okay, so our 40th episode as of right now, if we don't take any breaks, is slated for April 25th. So we can either do it that day, or is there a way we could do it on May 6th live when everybody's here?
Well, not everyone is there, but
my man,
because we'll be missing a really key, crucial, important.
Yeah, well, she would Skype in.
Yeah. Oh my God, and could we put her? Can we put Shandy on the TV so she's really there?
Oh my God, that would be amazing. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
This could be good. This could be really good.
If we don't do it that day because it might not work out logistically, then I am all for just doing it on April 25th. Or if we want to do it, I can't do it the 22nd because I'm going to the symphony and I have a baptism for Hadley and Connor that day, my friend's twins. Aww. And then April 29th is my anniversary, which I guess if I was going to keep the theme of podcasting on major holidays in my life this year, I could possibly do it that day. But
I'm running Big Sur the next day. I can't drink on the 29th. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm running a 5K that day.
That's awesome.
Ooh.
Yep. Run for the Wild at the Bronx Zoo. I haven't started training yet.
Oh, that's right. You've done that before.
Shandy's training for a marathon and I have to train for a 5K.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm going to be doing a different kind of marathon that day. Wink, wink. The tidy whitey number marathon.
It's not a sprint. Yes, it's a marathon.
No.
If you do it right.
There goes the cuff. We'll plan for April 25th, that night live show.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm locked in for that for sure.
Woo-hoo! All right. So there we go. I will make a note. Cougar party.
Cougar party.
Awesome.
April 25th. We'll say tentatively now 9 p.m.
Yep.
All right.
Yes.
Cool. Yay. All right. So this has been very productive. 5 minutes so far.
Hooray. We've already planned a party.
I know. Oh, so speaking of trashy cougars, I watched Pretty Little Liars and I'm obsessed and I'm going to order the book and I'm going to read the book I'm going to read the book the day after the series finale, and then I'm going to talk about the series and the book on this show.
Okay, to be clear, Pretty Little Lies, right? Not the Little Liar.
Oh, Pretty Little
that's
Lies.
Another show.
No, that's Big Little Lies.
No, little Big Lies. Oh shit. See,
Big Little Lies. It's Big Little Lies.
Okay, right.
Pretty Little Liars is something totally different.
No, it's
which
little
I hear
big
people
lies.
Are very excited about. So that's why I was like, "Oh, sure, yeah."
No, it's Big Little Lies. Big Little Lies.
Yes, Big Little Lies. Okay, no spoilers because I'm 1 to 2 weeks behind. I can't remember.
Okay,
that's about as far behind as I am as well. So.
Okay.
I can give you, I'm going to give you one spoiler. There's Skarsgård Peen.
Someone is dead.
What? Wait.
There's Skarsgård Peen.
Is it?
Ooh. Big ol' Alexander Skarsgård Peen.
Yeah.
No, not Flaccid.
Oh,
okay.
Are you allowed to do that on HBO? Well, I mean, I guess so.
On HBO, yeah.
He's been naked. He's been full frontal before on HBO. In
right. No, but there's a difference.
I never watched True Blood.
Yeah.
But like usually an erect penis is more only in like that puts it.
That's
it,
true.
Pushes it towards pornography. Usually.
I'm pretty sure it's fake or they Photoshop like veins out and stuff because it's very smooth looking. But
you get close enough to it, you can see veins.
It's a fairly uninhibited shot of it.
Excellent.
Like very there's not, you know, it's not like the big old, like, you know, there's a plant in the way of the pregnant belly, but you know that something's there kind of shot. I mean, it's like, whoop. So.
But can we talk about Alexander Skarsgård and how hot he is? Why does he always have to play horrible characters?
I don't know. His uncle was the bad guy in, what's it called? Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
That's what I was going to guess. And then I was like, wait, am I just putting all of these Swedes in the same basket?
I didn't see it.
They're like your go-to. They have no problem with nudity.
Love Sweden. It was on the list.
Yeah. That's true. It was on the list.
And actually it won. So, yeah.
Anyway, he was in Zoolander. He was one of the roommates that dies in the freak gasoline fight accident.
Really? Oh. I actually just also thought of that. When I was getting, I didn't know if it was a premonition or something, when I was getting gas the other day, I swear to God, I was there by myself and I was randomly thinking of that scene and I was like, oh, just, this isn't some kind of like synchronicity.
Just singing
like,
wake me up before you go to yourself as you do.
But I didn't know that was Skarsgård. He's so hot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you wouldn't know until you like go back and watch it. You're like, oh my God.
It's really funny.
Guess.
Yeah. Take your pants off.
Take your pants off.
Anyway, it was probably a fake peen, but it's still there.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. Yep. And it does.
And it does. Another spoiler.
Anyway, I say that. So the finale, I believe, is this upcoming weekend. So what is that? April 2nd?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I say we give each other an additional week and we'll talk about the finale. Do we think that we could do it on April 4th or we need till April 11th when we record? Give everybody a chance to catch up.
I think I could be caught up on time.
I will see. I don't know if I can commit to that promise, but I will try.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, midweek, we'll touch base again. And then we'll put an announcement on the Facebook group if we're going to talk about it on the episode that we're going to record on April 4th or the episode we record on April 11th. All right, cool. Well, okay. We're going to talk about that. So everybody get caught up on Big Little Lies, which I've been calling Little Big Lies for the last 4 days. So
sounds like a country band.
That does sound like a country band. And you know,
that's like the Nashville version of the series.
Oh, my God. That's what Connie Britton left to go do, Little Big Lies.
Although Nashville, that's probably a little too classy. It's probably more like Oh, I don't. Oh no! Now I'm going to insult someplace. I better just stop talking right now.
What are you going to say? Like the?
I was going to try and think of like some place in Florida or something.
Like the Pensacola version of it.
Like yeah, like Pensacola.
Sorry, Dad.
No, but I have a friend from Pensacola, and she's very smart.
So
very
do
cool.
So do I. She wrote in an email for later in this episode.
Oh right, right. Anyway.
Anyway, or yeah, what about abandon the joke? The Reno, Nevada version.
Right, perfect.
That's, Arrested Development made it a joke, so it's a thing yeah. we can joke about too. But anyway, yeah, I'm super excited. I fucking love it, and I can't wait to watch the finale and read the book. Yay! I started watching it while Jay had his poker night, and we had this big goal to unpack and clean up the downstairs. And we definitely displaced some boxes. Like we're making like a reading nook with all of the books, but we don't have the bookshelves yet because we haven't had a chance to get them because we were going to get them from IKEA, and we might just suck it up because it's $130 to ship from IKEA.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
But we need 5 bookshelves. We figured it out, and an entertainment center. So we would either need to take 2 cars to fit it all in the car, or we just suck it up and pay the shipping. So we might just do that.
It's like a flat $125.
It's a flat $130.
Okay.
So we might just suck it up just because I'm not going to be around this weekend. Yeah. So we might just suck it up and then have them here instead of having to wait to put them together. So
I'm a big fan of if you can afford it, like paying for convenience.
Yeah, but there's something like out of A, there's just a love of IKEA, and B, it's like just the principle. Cause,
yeah, it's a whole other bookshelf.
Yeah, that is well, no, it's more than that because we're just getting the cheap little Billy bookcases. Mm. So I figured if we needed like 2 bookshelves and we were gonna still pay more in shipping than you know what it would cost for the stuff that we needed. Then I would be like, no, we're waiting. That's ridiculous. Which I did until we kind of like built up the amount of stuff we still needed to get. I'm like, all right, well, I want to get the money's worth. So yeah, anyway, but yeah, Jay had his poker thing. We have it downstairs. It looks so good. I'm so excited.
Nice.
We also, so everybody got lost coming to our house. So we put up house numbers. I was going to Instagram them. I still might, but I'm so excited. Look how cool this is in the picture that none of the viewers can see.
Oh, that looks real nice.
Doesn't it look cute?
I like it. It does. I like it very much.
Yes.
It's pretty.
Thank you.
Oh, crap. Now I can't get out of it. Oh, well.
That's what she said.
Who needs Facebook anyway? I'm here with you guys. I don't need to be on that crap.
Exactly.
Oh, that does look good.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Stitch Fix, it came on Thursday, but I didn't open it till Friday morning because Daniel's brother and dad were in town for the weekend. And because I was going to be gone for the weekend, I wanted to make sure I like spent time with them. So we were out later than I wanted to be on Thursday night. But we went to Employees Only, which is like that super like fancy cocktail place in Manhattan that like... I don't know. It's one of those places that like restarted this whole cocktail revolution. So it was really cool.
Yeah.
Side note. But my stylist really nailed me. I liked everything in the box.
That's awesome. That is what she said. And he said.
Yeah.
That's awesome. On the first try?
On the first try. I almost kept the whole thing. But there was one pair of a pair of jeans in there that I really liked, but they just didn't like fit right.
Yeah, jeans are tough.
Yeah, there was like a little like almost camel toe, but not quite like tightness in the lower crotch thigh region. Because I pulled them out and they were a size smaller than I normally get. So off the bat, I was like, oh, these aren't going to fit at all. But like, let me try anyway. And they buttoned and they zipped because they had enough stretch in them, but they were just like a little too tight. And they made my thighs look huge.
You don't want that Kardashian look, so.
Exactly. So I sent them back instead of exchanging them to try again because I do need new jeans and just new pants desperately just because I have no torso and thighs and it's just impossible to find pants that fit right. But everything else was super cute. There was a sweater in there that I have now worn twice.
Ooh.
Ooh, nice.
I wore it today. two blouses that I kept, and then like this really cool gold like bangle cuff bracelet.
Nice.
Ooh, I didn't know it came with accessories like that.
Yeah.
You can sort of say what kind of things you want and the frequency that you want them. So like I put jeans, like send them to me every box because I need them, like accessories occasionally, yeah. Shoes occasionally,
yeah,
like going out clothes sometimes, shirts all the time. So you can, so they kind of have an idea of like what you want. And I was pleasantly surprised because I know Shandy, you had some trouble like the first couple of boxes.
It took really a couple, getting, yeah. But then
and
it was
also
like
other friends that had the same problem that like they didn't like or that things didn't fit the first couple of boxes. Mm-hmm. So I was expecting not to like what arrived, and I was like, oh no, I like everything. This could get very quickly.
That's awesome though.
Yeah, that is really great.
It's fun.
Yeah, well, I like it. I didn't realize that they send you, and maybe we talked about this and I just forgot. Oh no, that's the bill. That's okay. I don't have they send you like this little card with all the things, and they sort of send you sample outfits and how to style even within the things in the box. Mm-hmm. And I kept one of the shirts just because one of their style suggestions. I was like, oh, I have a jacket that kind of looks like that. I could totally do that. Okay, I'm keeping
that's awesome. Shirts. Yeah.
So yeah,
very nice.
I'm on board. I like it.
Awesome. I've been on hold for a couple of months because as previously mentioned, I'm trying to not to spend too much money right now. So that was like one thing that I could easily cut. But hopefully in a month or two, I'll start back again because it is super fun and it's really easy. I feel like this has become like kind of an ad for them. It's really easy to just like skip a month. Like you just go to the website, like
right.
It's just like skipping the sugar pills.
Pretty much. Cause yeah, I think that's ultimately going to be my plan too, just cause my wardrobe needs some serious updating. And I think once I get to a certain point where I've kind of cycled out all my old stuff, I'll set it for like every couple of months.
Maybe I'll invite you guys to some of my LuLaRoe groups. I am wearing some more of my fantastic comfy leggings.
I don't think I need that many leggings.
No, I have more than leggings, though. I wore this adorable skirt today. It was it's a maxi skirt, but it was dark purple. Everything I wear is like purple, pink, or red with like pink polka dots, but it was like abstract-y. It wasn't like circle polka dots. It was, you know, but it was super cool. I got a lot of compliments on my outfit. So
nice.
And I ordered another skirt, too. Then they have more than just leggings. Everyone just talks about the leggings because I don't know. Leggings are things. They're a thing.
I guess I don't really wear leggings.
You know, I said that, except I was always like, oh yeah, duh, I wear yoga pants all the time. And they're just essentially patterned yoga pants.
Yeah.
That's true.
But whatever.
I wear tights like under dresses, but I don't think I could really go to work in leggings.
Oh, I can't. I can't go to work in leggings. Okay. The skirts and tunics and stuff they have, yes, I can. But I just wanted to say that when Shandy, you pick up Stitch Fix again, it's going to be like between you and Amanda doing Stitch Fix updates and me doing the LuLaRoe updates. I feel LuLaRoe updates, however it's pronounced. I feel like it's Tim's podcast Wet Dreams.
Yes. All the clothes.
So we dedicate that to you, Tim.
Yes, this one's going out to you.
Long distance dedication. Yeah. Well, not for Shandy. Short distance dedication.
Short distance.
Yeah, short distance.
Medium distance.
Medium distance dedication. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Shandy, how was your house guests?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
It was great.
Did you raclette it up?
We racletted it up. It was great. They actually just left this morning. So they were here for about a week. And it was a lot of fun. It was good to see them as usual. We had raclette. We went hiking in Pinnacles National Park. Let's see what else. I fit in an 18-mile run while they were here. So I'm so proud of myself for that because it's really fucking hard. Like, it was on Friday night. Everyone went out and like
I know.
Yeah, they were like having fun and having a great night. And I met up with them for a little bit and then had to be like, okay, bye. And I went home. Yeah, I went home at like 9:30. Went to bed and got up and did my run, but it was really good. So I'm happy about that. And then we like had a party. So we have like some other friends that we're like knew would really like these friends, you know, because like yeah. birds of feather and whatnot. Yeah. So that was fun to like have everyone come together. And yeah, just like basically ate a lot of really good food and had a lot of good drinks, and it was good. It was really fun. It's always a pleasure to have them. And it was nice that they got to stay for a week. That's a pretty good chunk of time. So, cause in the past, sometimes it's been like 3 days, but so it was a good trip.
So do you That's think that awesome. It was easier to just to do the running? Cause you knew that you had a full week with them anyway.
I don't really know. Like it's the thing with marathon training is like, I signed up for Big Sur in like July of last year.
Yeah.
I paid upwards of $150, maybe a little bit more. I can't remember exactly. And it's a 4-month training thing. So like when it comes to like the actual training, it's like easy for me to keep on schedule in a way, because like that's just it's a really big time commitment. And, you know, even like so much goes into it because yeah. there's so much, it's such a big time commitment that like, that run happened to fall when they were here, and there's no other time that I can do it. There's just no like flexibility. So it's, you know, it's just like, you know that you have to do it, and I'm kind of a person who's like all about immediate rewards right. and sort of like living mm-hmm. in like the right here and right now. But marathon training is the one thing where I can be like, no, I'm going to be screwed in a month if I don't do this now. It's good exercise for me. But yeah,
so how does marathon training work? Like, do you like look it up online, like a training schedule, or like did you like go to a running coach, or did you know someone else that like gave you pointers? Like, how does that work?
So the first marathon that I ran was in Missoula when I lived in Montana, and there's a really amazing running club in Missoula, and for the Missoula Marathon. They do this whole like training program. So for like $50, I think it's like $25 for a yearly membership into the running club. And then for $50 extra, you can sign up for this training program for the marathon.
Oh, no way. Look, somebody did you get a hot toddy? Hot toddy. Oh, nice. Thank you. This is different than the hot toddy I got yesterday for your birthday. What?
Wasn't it his birthday? Shouldn't have that been the other way around?
Well, I mean, I feel like it's always kind of mutual, right?
It's always kind of mutual. Oh, it tastes like tea. What did you put in this?
Do you want the tea, though? Make sure you want the tea.
Do I want the tea? I took a small sip of the tea. Do I want all of the tea? Do I want the full tea?
Mm.
Just because I had a taste or just of the tea.
Yes, me, yes.
You had the tip of the tea.
Yeah.
I had the tip of the tea. Just the tip of the tea.
Was that yesterday or today?
Oh. I have not told any stories about your birthday.
I'm really intrigued now.
I know, right?
It's all good.
What kind of crazy shenanigans went on in the Glatfelter house?
Oh, you know, a couple tidy whitey numbers. That's all.
Oh!
We'll just leave it at that. See, now you're embarrassed. I told you you didn't.
Let's see. Yeah, anal? Did you break in your toilet? Did you... Or bathroom, I suppose.
My bathroom is super nice. I'm going to keep it super nice for a while.
I'm just trying to think. I mean, I'm guessing it wasn't the first thing.
Wait, well, what? I hope it wasn't the fisting.
Maybe it was. This actually,
I don't know. I feel like you'd be having a hard time sitting down.
I mean, she has passed the baby thing. Anyway.
True. Oh, yeah. Baby's way bigger than a fist, let me tell you.
But it's going the other way.
It's still the same thing.
I don't know. I feel like it's different.
Look, I told you I was bad at Kegels, okay? If you don't use it, you lose it. Anyways, Shandy.
Oh, so yeah, running.
Right.
Speaking of, did you pee your pants while you were running? No, I'm just kidding.
No, but I did stop to poop twice.
No way.
Oh yeah, but that's like, well, if you're actually running, once during and once after. It's a common.
Yeah.
What? You're so jealous of stopping to poop my pants? Well, not poop my pants, but go to the bathroom
so that I did.
Yes.
Which part of it are you jealous about?
The pooping part.
Are you constipated?
Well, I used to be a lot more constipated. I am a lot more regular since Zach was born. I will say that.
Huh.
I used to have terrible time.
Yeah. Running really helps with the poop. I mean, running, like, you know, running, it's like smoking in that it makes you poop. It's the one thing the two have in common.
Because it's moving everything around.
Yeah. But no, so anyway, I was a member of this running club, and they did this training for the Missoula Marathon. And so that's how I did the first marathon that I ran, was I participated in that group, and they gave us a schedule and like had, you know, people, coaches that would like tell us what we should be doing and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And so I've just used that schedule every time ever since. And I just, you know, like changed the dates and whatnot.
Cool.
So if anyone needs a marathon training schedule.
When we did the color run, Jay used the 5K schedule. It was something they had in like Fitness or something magazine, Shape or Fitness, one of those.
That one of those like couch to 5K things?
Yes, but it wasn't a couch to 5K. It was similar. I probably for copyright reasons they couldn't have called it that. But yeah. It really worked for him though.
Yeah, that's good to know. I feel like I might need to do that because I've been really off the wagon running wise, like more off than I'm like so off the wagon. It's like across town at this point.
Like I can make you a schedule, but also you can. I mean, yeah, you can for any distance. You can Google a training program, and then there's, you know, a bunch of different ones depending on how much time you can, you know, how many weeks you're going to train for it leading up to it, and also depending on what your goals are. Yeah. If you just want to finish it or if you want to like give it time or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Shit, I feel like all of a sudden a half an hour has gone by.
And there we go.
I had found a couple of articles to talk about. One of them, I'll let you guys pick. The first one is What You Don't Know About Kim Kardashian's Sex Tape Link. The second one is Woman Jailed After Blasting Ed Sheeran's Shape of You on Repeat. And the third one is It's Okay to Say Yes to Sex.
I say number three.
I think... Honestly,
yeah, I'm pretty curious about the Ed Sheeran though. I just think that the laughs.
I'm okay with that as long as we don't do the Kim Kardashian one. I don't.
I don't care.
Okay, because I haven't read this one, but I was really hoping that it actually confirms that she got peed on because nobody believed me. Just saying. All right, woman jailed after blasting Ed Sheeran's "Shape of You" on repeat, and this is special. All right. A British woman who blasted Ed Sheeran's hit single, Shape of You, on repeat has been ordered to spend 8 weeks in jail for noise harassment.
Wow. That's a lot of weeks.
That's a lot of weeks. And she was British, too. Isn't Ed Sheeran British? Don't they, like, love him there?
Yeah.
It's not like she was blasting fucking Bieber or One Direction. The unusual sentence was handed down Monday to Sonia Bryce, 36, of Willenhall, England. Oh, Sonia Bryce is the same age as our podcast.
Look at that.
It all comes full circle. There was a reason we read this article.
Here we go. Following previous noise injunctions filed against her on behalf of her neighbors, Bryce was also sentenced to 6 weeks in prison back in December after breaking similar orders to quiet down. A neighbor and mother of five, Claire Tidmarsh, told the Birmingham Mail that Bryce playing Sheeran's single for 30 minutes straight was the straw that broke the camel's back, and she considered moving somewhere else just to get away from her. That's some serious commitment. Our former neighbor in the townhouse was a wonderful person. He was, you know, super cool dude to talk to, but he would smoke medicinal marijuana, allegedly, and play the same motherfucking bass line over and over again for hours, day and night, day and night, day and night. It was the same thing. It never changed in 3.5 years of living there. So I can understand how sometimes there are things that break the camel's back. Bryce denies reports that she played Sheeran's music and insisted that, quote, she doesn't even like the English crooner. Judge Philip Gregory of Walsall County Court didn't buy Bryce's excuse, however, and called her behavior uncivilized.
Oh, God.
You must learn that you should behave as a reasonable and responsible adult and not make life for your neighbors the misery that you have. Again, it's not like she played Bieber for 30 minutes.
I know. Jeez, uptight Brits.
Seriously. Everyone's entitled to live in a degree of peace and quiet and the usual give or take of society, but you'd not have to... You have to behave, blah, 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 blah. Tid Marsh, so the mother of five, for her part, said that she'll be taking a break from Sheeran's tunes. I used to like him, but now I've taken him off my playlist. It drove us crazy. That's got to be a lot of Ed Sheeran, though, right? That's got to be more than 30 minutes straight.
Well, right? You figure the average pop song is, what, 2.5 to 3 minutes? So a tune, like...
That's 15 30 times.
Minutes at, like, yeah.
That's
a lot.
That's not that bad.
That's a lot.
Uh-oh, come on.
And when you
I've
figure
listened...
a pop song is also very repetitive, so, like, you're hearing the same hook, like, 100 times. That's a lot.
Again, it's not like it was... There are so... Okay, an Ariana Grande song for 30 minutes straight might drive me crazy, but not Ed Sheeran.
I don't know. His new stuff is, like, really, like, into club.
No, it's not. I like his new stuff.
I don't know. It feels like... It... I didn't realize it was him until, like, someone told me.
The Castle on the Hill song, Amanda. That's totally us.
I don't think I know that one.
It's him reminiscing about his...
Wait, why don't you play the whole thing on the podcast right now?
Hold on. Let me put my sunglasses on before I do that. Oh, shit. I'll play less than 30 seconds of it.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Or I'll put it in post. All right. Now I just coughed and peed myself a little. So we're definitely going to need a pee break. Dude, these are brand new leggings, too. I hate you.
Oh, no. Not the LuLaRoe.
That's okay. Oh, these are my star
that's holy.
Ones. Ed Sheeran... Castle on the Hill. I know this is awful because seriously I'm gonna have to take a pee break and change before we start the facey back in a second.
I'm out of beer, so it's perfect.
All right.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. I was running from my brother and his friends, and tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down.
Hold on. That was less than 30 seconds. Let's see if we can play another 30 seconds without getting
plugged.
I'm on my way.
All right. Yep. Well, if you want to hear the rest, you're going to have to go buy Ed Sheeran's new single.
I didn't realize that was a single. I've never heard that before.
It is a single.
Okay.
It was released as a single on January 6th. I just think that it was released right at the same time as Shape of You. It was. Right. So it didn't pick up. But I really like that song. And I think if you gave it a chance, you would too.
Yeah. I'd never heard it before. I like it.
Okay. Well, let me play it for another half an hour.
Yeah, right. and then see how much you like it.
Yes. All right. Well, I think now it's probably time to do some facey back. We're going to take a quick change your pee-pee pants break and pee break.
All right.
All right. On that note.
See you in a minute.
All right. So we are back after our pee break, and I would like to announce that thankfully I was able to salvage the leggings. It just was an underwear change situation. So, yay!
The star leggings live on.
The star leggings.
Yeah, and shine bright like a diamond leggings.
Bright like a diamond. I'm a diamond.
Hey, and if you had been wearing Thinks, it wouldn't even be an issue.
Actually, you see my little, I'm getting my pre-period pimple. So I got that was kind of like my reminder today. Oh, and Thinks to the list to get.
Nice.
So I'm going to have to do that and check it out.
Awesome.
I'll give a report back.
I actually, like, legitimately, like, I really want a report back.
Yeah, I think I'm going to order some. I'm super curious.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll Amazon Prime the thanks right now while we're doing
this. Do they sell them on Amazon?
Oh, they do.
Where else would you get them?
A three pairs.
Directly on the website?
Ah, yes.
Oh, wait. Oh, it's only $14 for a pack of three?
That seems not correct.
No, that seems
like I could be wrong.
Should I try the Diva Cup? What is the Diva Cup? So the Raleigh.
Okay, that's gonna come up. That's gonna come up in a an email, and I can expand upon that.
Does this go up your vag?
Yes, it's like a tampon.
Oh, it's like a tampon.
I mean,
like in that inflates, right? Like you like, and it's like a little flower with.
So we should. This is literally going to be in one of the emails.
Okay.
So perhaps we should just get to the emails.
Yeah. Well, we should get to the emails. Okay. Let's get to some of the emails and the facey back. Oh, I told Jay that he could sing facey back, but he went upstairs to make another hot toddy. Which
next week.
Which I will say, I'm a little buzzed from the first hot toddy. So.
Awesome.
You're drinking for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm drinking for two, guys.
Yep. Episode title.
Episode title, drinking for two. I was going to say short distance dedication, but.
Oh, that's good, too. I like that.
I like that as well.
Okay, we'll save that for next week when we actually, or whenever Shandy gets her thing back. When Shandy gets her stitch back.
Colleen.
How Shandy got her stitch back?
Yeah. No, how Shandy got her fix back.
Ah, yeah, there it is.
Side note, I'm looking at the website right now, and one pair of underwear is $30. So
yeah,
I'm having a hard time believing that you can get. Maybe it's a knockoff, but.
It's probably a knockoff.
Maybe there's.
It's like the generic version. Maybe
buy you stuff on Amazon.
Yeah, right. The
And you can
things.
You can try them for 60 days and
then return them.
Yes, and then you return them. They become
them for $14 on Amazon.
Dennis posted a picture of Jay and the Count from Sesame Street. And then Shandy said, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I totally missed whatever was going on there.
The counting?
Oh, my God.
The human metronome.
The human metronome.
Yeah. Not always the fastest. Got it.
So it's not even the fastest. I can count fast too, motherfucker. No, I learned 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
I'm not always the fastest. I don't always get things. It takes a while. It takes over a week for and an explanation for me to get.
It's okay. We all have those moments.
Well, so I noticed on Saturday, when I did it again tonight, that with Zach, because we read him books, we sing him songs, and then we lay down with him for a few minutes, I count the breaths that I take when I'm laying down with him to put him to sleep. Because, you know, like, the heartbeat.
You're just really numbers-oriented.
I just must be. I just must be. But I'm not great at math. Like, I'm good at math. I can figure out a tip in my fucking head. But, like, I'm not, like, you know, you can't give me, like, a figure number or whatever and ask me the square root. Like, I don't know that. But, like, yeah. Because, like, even with Zach, like, I don't know. I just, it's soothing to me to count things. Jay just walked in with another hot toddy, and he's shaking his head. Did you have something to say? Would you like to? Oh, hot toddy on the chair.
You need a sip. It's honey, so it's getting sticky.
Oh,
honey.
All right, can you handle this hot toddy? Because I will take it away.
Okay. I don't think you're ready for this toddy. Yeah.
I don't think you're ready for this toddy. Do you have anything to say, listener feedback, about the counting? No comment. Okay. I did get some in-person feedback about it. By the way, I walked in the house last week, And Jay was playing downstairs blasting our episodes to catch up, and it was the sweetest thing ever. I was like, oh, I'm sorry when you walk in and your husband's listening to your podcast.
Aww.
After you spent years listening to his. I thought it was super
sweet. The tables have turned.
All right, so spoiler alert for the next bit of feedback. So if you listen to Survivor, skip ahead 30 seconds. Go. Mandy said, Colleen, I'm blaming you for Malcolm's time ending way too soon. So I made a joke about Malcolm on Survivor last week. I did a hold up bro. And then he got voted out. And it was really sad.
Yeah. Then he got twist fucked.
Twist fucked.
Sorry,
cover
Malcolm.
Your ears, Paul's brother. Only tribe listeners will get that.
I love that so much. Darren is so perverted.
Well, that's really funny. I didn't get that at all. Like, I thought that they were like super awkward, uncomfortable, embarrassed talking to me.
No. Darren is super pervy, and
why
yeah, again,
didn't he tell me I could have let my perv flag fly. I only had it half mass.
Last time I hung out with Darren, we had this whole scenario in which we were like planning this big orgy. It was hilarious. But anyway,
that was
Darren.
Okay, well, I have to take issue with that. JP says, my original glass of wine taken away from me. I think it's because I got loud, which is the first.
You can get loud too?
Oh, I can get
a reference, but I'm ching.
Oh, can I get loud? I'm not that loud. JP says, just started listening to this episode at work. Note to self, make sure earbuds are plugged in before hitting play and blasting The Office with the broadcast theme. Oh, come on. I don't even play the dirty theme anymore.
I miss the vagina.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting, though, for the facey back theme and some alternate versions of broadcast theme. I think it'd be fun to mix and match. Will says, I've had videos, toys, lube, etc. sitting out when repairman, installers, and even Mormon missionaries have come into my place. Didn't realize until after they left. I figure they've probably seen it all. So,
see, in the way, when I read that the first time, I thought they were all like coming in at the same time. I was like, Will, your life. I was like, oh, wait, these are all separate occasions. Right.
I don't know if that's better or worse.
Right. And I was like, what is this, a Neil Simon play? This is great.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Death of a Seattle man. Danny said, thanks for your points of view. Colin Jitters made me say sexuality instead of sex. So, yeah, so last week with Danny's call, and we questioned if sexuality meant just having sex in general or, you know, general horniness versus, like, how you identify sexually, and he clarified. Regardless, Shandy, keep it up with the marathon training. I like listening to the RJP recaps just based on their insane length while running. Sometimes I also listen to you guys. If you didn't edit, probably make it the full 26.6 miles with time to spare. Oh my God, you guys are marathon training together.
Aww. Yes, although that must be a typo because it's 26.2, just saying. Danny,
you gotta do that extra.
Trust me, after 26.2, you don't want to do. Yeah, it's a lot of
cool down.
Right.
Apparently, Danny had a couple hot toddies before.
No, he actually he messaged me privately also to continue the virtual bar conversation, and I've been so busy with my guests and stuff that I still need to get back to him. So I will do that before this episode is released. But yeah, that was awesome.
Ooh, all right.
Enjoy the conversation.
And then finally, Dennis. Oh God, I gotta stop drinking. Finally, I am drinking for two. Finally, Dennis says, while you broads are in Canada, this Harry Potter escape room near Toronto challenges you to break out of Hogwarts.
Dude, that's awesome.
I had heard about that. I'm super excited. So
yeah. I did not see this in the Facebook thread. This is like a little treat.
I know.
A little nugget.
We especially need to go to Canada now, or at least Toronto.
Yes.
And then Mandy finishes us out with her tidy whitey score, and she says it's an 8.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ba-da-da.
Get it. We, yeah.
That said, we, I guess, can get into some emails, because the first one also shares their TW number.
Yeah, so Jono writes in TW number 4, and I'm okay with that.
But which 4? I want to know. Which I know. Four, John.
Four. Totally. As has been said by a couple of people, the tidy whitey number scale. I mean, it's really not to scale. Like, there are things that are should be worth more than other things, but we're just going by the song. So those are the rules, and I agree. But then it's interesting because what are your four? It could be your four could be insane, you know, insane in the good way.
Also, are you cheating? Who knows? You have two fisting at the
right. So, you know, that's true. It's entirely possible.
Well, that's, I mean, yeah, I do feel like those last two are synonymous. So really, yeah. It kind of only goes up to, because like,
apparently this crowd here is not into fisting.
I mean, I've never tried it, but like, I just
it's
don't.
It's bitch, Jenny.
Like, yeah, it doesn't appeal.
Yeah, I'm judging the crap out of it. I'm knocking it before I try it.
I mean, I can understand, like on a sort of like a theoretical level, why somebody would want to do that, but that's just not for me. So, how about it? But I'll just, no. Yeah, no.
All right, then. But again, which four? Moving on. It's all the Johns are emailing us now. Mm-hmm. Except Norton. Where the fuck is Norton?
Right, he's calling.
Yeah.
But anyway, John the UPS guy says, "Hi, ladies. Probably missed the recording for the next episode of the next episode, au contraire. But I wanted to comment on the guy, I think it was someone named JP, that role played as a UPS guy. I have been showing up home after work dressed as a UPS guy for over 27 years now. And for the most part, my wife has refused delivery most of me." And then he has this awesome animated laughy face. "On occasion, she was home for delivery, but after 27 years, I'm just too pooped now after work and want to eat dinner when I get home. As a UPS guy, we get to know lots of female customers and learn about their husbands, boyfriends, kids, and family, basically their entire lives. I have met so many wonderful women over the years who have been such great friends. I think the reason so many women like their UPS guy is because we listen to them and we show up every day on time."
Oh.
"If only that could be all."
And so also, like, I mean, there really is a thing with uniforms, right? I don't know what that is, but yeah. It's a thing.
It is. Quick story. I recently told one of my customers, same age as my daughter, about my daughter calling from college just to say hi during my lunchtime. I told her how great it made me feel. She called her dad that night to say hi and told him that she saw how happy her UPS guy was with his daughter calling, that she was doing the same. Aww. Oh, that is really super sweet. She said they had a long talk and her dad was so glad she'd called. He had missed her so much. He was glad I told her about my call. Anyway, I never understood the sexual attraction women have for UPS guys. Maybe you ladies could explain it? ? Take care. Still current. John the UPS guy, not anonymous number 88. But if you wanted to be, you could have 88.
You could be.
I don't think that number has been taken yet.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love this email. I love it. So
I know.
It's adorable.
I think to explain the attraction, I've never particularly felt strongly about a UPS guy, but I think it's the uniform. As stupid as that sounds and as cliche as that sounds, I really think that's it.
They make your butt look good.
Yeah. No, but just uniforms in general. It's, you know, cop uniform, UPS uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something to it.
There's something dependable about a uniform that, like, if you have to wear a uniform...
Yeah. No, I like it. Yeah,
I was actually going to say that too. Is it because men in uniform are more stereotypically reliable?
Or even women in uniform?
I think usually,
if your job, if your job requires some kind of uniform, usually there's also a bit more structure, perhaps in that career field. Yeah.
So, you know, people just also look good in uniforms.
That's also true.
Yeah.
But not always. I mean, look at like hospital scrubs. That's technically a uniform.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say those. I mean, they look comfy as hell, but they're not exactly like figure flattering.
Yeah, but
I'd fuck a doctor.
Yes. I would too, but not because of the scrubs.
I mean, but it, yeah, it's a little added bonus. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. But again, also, like, but it's not like, it's not figure flattering, but it's still something about the uniform because you're associating something on
it. Right.
I guess so. Yeah. I guess uniform association.
Yeah.
Speaking of association, we have an email from Ralph. And if anybody remembers Ralph, this is Ralph from the Darmalars, a.k.a. one of my favorite people in the podcasting world. Yay. Ralph says, hello, broadcasters. I'm a one-time listener and first-time caller.
Well, thanks.
And that's why I love Ralph. But I did hear that he did stick our podcast in his queue, so yay.
Oh, thanks, man.
On your most recent episode, the one I listened to, one of the two hosts who isn't Colleen... Sorry, I haven't figured out the voices yet. Mentioned that she liked to keep things internally when it came to
that
periods.
Was me.
Yes,
yep.
It was.
That was me.
Yep. And she also had an issue with the waste that comes along with tampons. Also, Shandy.
Yeah.
Since I've only listened to one show, I don't know if you've talked about the Diva Cups before. If you haven't, I recommend it. I personally haven't used them, obviously, but my wife swears by it. She's been using them for over 3 years. From what I gather, the only odd thing about it is that you insert it. In order to insert it, you collapse it first, like one of those collapsible sunshades for your car. Then a bit later, it pops open into the cup shape. She says it's startling, but you get used to it. Anyways, ding. Oh, old school lost podcast reference. Anyways, ding. I'm not just some man trying to tell you how to run your body. I just happen to have a lot of Diva Cup knowledge and thought I'd pass it along. I plan on listening to more than the one episode. I hope to learn as I go. Yay, I'm glad. Yay. Ralph and Stevie are awesome, like super awesome people. So this is super awesome that Ralph emailed. And the first time that I ever went to Disneyland, it was... for Jay and my first anniversary, and I stayed at Ralph's house, his apartment, before we went.
Oh, nice.
So, yay!
Ralph, I have to thank him, though, for writing in about the Diva Cup. And here's my history with the Diva Cup. So we were talking about this earlier in the show. And yes, it's like a little cup that you insert, and it's like made out of like a rubbery material that's supposed to be good for like 10 years. So the waste, you know, you're not buying something every time. I tried to buy one once back in like 2003, I want to say, like I was in college, and it was $40 at the time. So I don't know how much they are now, but in 2003, you could get one for $40, but for 10 years. So you think about how much tampons cost every month. Totally worth it. And you're not constantly throwing stuff away. So from what I've heard, like, yeah, the one thing also to be aware of is like when it's full, it's full. So like you need to change it, but you just take it out, dump out the blood and like wash it in a sink. And then you can, you know, put it back inside you. Actually, they talk about this quite extensively in the book Cunt, which I feel like is also bringing us full circle.
Woo!
Full
we talked circle. About that in the first episode too.
The last year. Yes. I tried to order one in 2003.
Sorry.
Well, it's not even that I tried to. I ordered and paid for it online in 2003 or 2004. I had it sent to my brother's house because I was stopping at his place as I was like heading back to college. And it was supposed to arrive there like within the dates that I was there. And it never did. And then I went back to France. And I don't know. I was just too lazy or what to ever like follow up. And I feel like now it'd be like an easy email, customer service. Like, hey, where'd this go? Like there must have been some.
Yeah.
You know, but at the time I was just like, I didn't get it. Okay. That's the end of that. And that was the end of that. And that's 2003 or 2004 or whatever. Well,
like
I just
sitting out in your brother's back porch. Oh my God. Like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. I feel like, you know, with Ralph's prodding, I need to get another Diva Cup and I need to get some of the Thinks. And I think this needs to be like my new strategy with the occasional tampon for like, I've been thinking about this like a lot. I was like, when could I not wear these things? Like maybe running, just like use a tampon, but everything else, not everything else. Some things else, you know, like maybe swimming tampon. Yeah, no, definitely. Like I would say, I'd keep the tampons for you know, certain occasions, but then you would only be buying a box every 6 months or something instead of a box every month, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, thanks for that suggestion, Ralph. And maybe I'll actually get around to ordering another one.
And give my love to Stevie.
Okay, our next email is from Jess. It's called What to Do.
Okay, I am fucking sweating, and I don't know if it's from the hot coffee being boiling hot water or the fact that, like, you know, there's a lot of hot liquor water going through my veins that I'm not used to. But I want to take my shirt off and, like, sit in a sports bra.
Sure. Do you do you. You do you. Whew.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Oh. That is a look that you are doing right now. That is a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So fucking hot.
Anyway, back to the email. I wanted to first say how much I love you ladies. Shirtless or not, just the best. I added that part. I just started dating a new guy and had something interesting happen. After we had sex for the first time, he asked if he could take a picture of the aftermath. I said sure, and after he took it, we ended up talking about it for a little while. Come to find out, he loves doing this and has a decent-sized collection of these types of pics. Mm-hmm. Not so much boudoir photos like Colleen wants, but more of the, to be frank, cum shots on butts type, with now my butt as the latest addition. I get it. Cum shots on butts are sexy. And I'm not against taking these kinds of pictures at all. I've sent plenty of naked snaps to my ex and received just as many dick pics in return. But
may
those
they
are
all be like the Skarsgård.
But those are temporary and these are permanent. I know you said none of you have ever done any post-coital photography, but I wanted to see if you thought I should be concerned being a part of this collection now. My face isn't in the photo, just my good side, but still, would you be worried about being with someone who has a collection like that? Have you had anyone want to take a picture like that and said no, or am I just worried for nothing? I was hoping you three might have some advice for me. Thanks for the great show, Jess from RI.
So Snapchat, I will say, yeah, those are temporary until somebody takes a screenshot.
You get notified when that happens, though, the screenshot.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, it's still not always temporary.
Still, I will say thing that people do sometimes.
I would ask for him to send you a copy of that picture, and then I would literally Google image search that shit. I would Google image search that shit like once a month to see if it popped up anywhere.
Colleen, that's so fucking smart. I had not even occurred to me.
Under the pretense of, ooh, baby, that's so sexy. Can I have a picture of that too?
Yeah.
Right.
I was going to say, my only thing with this, like, your face is not in it. It's not like you're going to be identified. Like, you don't necessarily know this person well enough to know what's going to happen with this picture. It's not necessarily a bad thing in and of itself. I just kind of, like, I would have liked, if this were me, I would have liked for this conversation to have happen beforehand. Mm-hmm. You know, like before you do the sexing.
So you think she should be worried, though?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Yeah, not necessarily.
I have two thoughts. One sort of along the same lines. It's a little odd, particularly that you didn't talk about it till after the fact, but not too odd because you did talk about it at some point.
Yeah.
I would be more concerned if this was just something he did and, like, you randomly stumbled upon this collection of photos one day, or, like, it was something he was doing and actively not telling these women about.
Right.
Yeah,
I think the fact that there's some disclosure, I think, is okay. And the fact that then, because he was open about it, I would hope that you would feel comfortable enough to ask all the questions that you need to ask in order to feel comfortable. Like, yeah, are you going to post this on the internet?
Yeah.
Like, do you just keep this for your own personal thing? Like, is this art for you? Like, are you going to put it in a gallery someday? Like, what are your intentions?
Well, exactly. And that's where like that longer conversation could have maybe happened before, because like, I feel like post coily, like you're only going to sit there with cum on your ass for so long before you get up and, you know, like, I feel well, like
you're self-conscious and.
Right. Well, and also, I feel like you kind of.
Cold. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
No, but you it's know, at like, that
you
point.
Have to
it's
stay really still. So it doesn't start to like run everywhere.
Yeah, it runs at some point. Yeah. Totally.
Well, maybe he wants a little bit of that, but no, but like, I almost feel like you're a little bit more nudged in the direction of agreeing if like it's right. already, you know, like you don't have the time to like sit and reflect and actually think about if you're okay with that. It's kind
right.
of like
right
it's now or never, make your decision.
Honestly right. from my point, I would ask yourself now, like, if this did get out and my face isn't a part of it, am I okay with, and not even, you know, I'm not saying like a giant major porn website, but like if for some reason this ever did be something that was hacked or whatever, like am I okay with that? Or even if it's not anywhere else and you guys end up breaking up, just am I okay with being part of somebody's probably spank bank, like, for the rest of their
I mean
part,
you're still you're gonna be life. Yeah. Well, yeah, you could, I mean, with or without a picture, you can be part of somebody's spank bank.
You
but,
can, but like so, with a picture.
You can and you will, you know.
It's yeah. a lot more, I don't want to say real, you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot more whatever.
Well, there's something that remains.
Yeah. So yeah. I would just ask myself, like, if for some reason, you know, we're not together or seeing each other anymore soon, like, am I okay with the fact that, like, I live on in somebody's memory somewhere, or not right. even memory.
Right. And then the other thing that this made me think of is the vagina monologue, the one that he liked to look at it.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It like totally made me think of that, but just like a bit more of a dirty version of that. Because what he liked to look at it was like, what was the story that like this woman meets a guy and he just likes to stare into the abyss, as it were.
And he finally made her just vagina feel beautiful.
Yeah, he made her vagina feel beautiful.
So
yay, vag.
Yay, vagina. Okay.
Yay, vag. speaking of vaginas. Okay, so this leads us into our next email, which is from Jane, quote unquote, but not swinging Jane from last week. And
they are confirmed two different people, not confirmed.
They are confirmed two different people, okay. Yes. That was a coincidence. And she writes in an email entitled, "When the last text you sent says, going to be smelling like pussy and failure." And she says, "Hey, ladies, I've got a legit problem that I'm hoping you'll be able to help me with. Where should I start? I'm a fairly new listener to the broadcast, but it has really grown on me over the last few months. And listening, to you guys has now become one of the things that gets me through the workday. Thank you for that. You ladies are great. Shandy has become someone near and dear to my heart after meeting her back in December, and she recommended I try messaging you with my question.
Yay.
I know you have a lot of anonymous listeners, and due to the nature of this email, let's refer to me as Jane. Somehow I've made it to the ripe age of 29, and I still do not know how to masturbate. I know, it sounds ridiculous, but I can count on two hands. Actually, I really could probably do it on one. How many times I've been able to make myself orgasm since I was 16. I have no problem orgasming during sex, but for whatever reason, I can't orgasm without a partner, specifically a penis. But really, think about it. Masturbation on some levels is even more taboo to talk about than sex in some ways. No one minds sharing sex stories, but your friends are less likely to talk about this new thing they tried the other night on their own that really got them off. I feel like I've tried everything. Porn, toys. The last time I tried masturbating when my boyfriend was out of town, I was left with pruned fingers and what I can only imagine is the equivalent of blue balls. Blue labia. Blue ovaries? Blue labia. Blue labia sounds like blue waffle disease. If you've never had a friend make you Google that, consider yourself lucky.
Yeah, don't Google it. It's literally the worst.
Anyway, back to the topic. I really just want to be able to make myself orgasm on my own. If you guys don't want to share stories about when you figured out how things work down there, maybe recommendations about things I can try or toys that are supposed to do the trick should be helpful. Sigh. This email has made my vagina feel very sad.
Aww.
Thanks, ladies. Looking forward to hearing your feedback. Best, quote unquote Jane. By the way, if you haven't watched Big Little Lies yet, do it. It's making the wait for Game of Thrones so much more bearable. Love.
Oh, she got the title.
Heart. Yeah. Like, there are so many things in that email that are just, like, so perfect for this podcast and other Jay and Jack podcasts. She just has no idea. That's just so wonderful. All of the worlds are coming together.
I'm sorry, her vagina is sad. Hopefully we can make a happy vagina.
Yes. To be fair.
Up the because he liked to look at it, vagina monologues monologue.
Yeah. And?
I don't know. It's just as good as I remember it.
Okay, that's good.
In case you were wondering. But
to bring you back to the question at hand.
Yeah, R.E. Jane, I do want to say I did offer to help a girl out, give a girl a hand.
You literally
offered her to give her
a hand. I literally offered her, and that was a big fat no. So, just saying.
Like, girl.
Let me help you out.
A hand, a tongue, but that was enough. That's okay.
I got both those things. I got one of them.
Exactly. I have some very concrete things that I want to say, so I can just wait.
I would say that I also struggle with this.
I got nothing to say.
Because I've had my moments, but I have never been able to. And I don't know what it is. I guess I can't rhythmically count or something.
But you can rhythmically count even better when you're by yourself.
It's true. You don't have the distraction of another person. You could count out loud if you wanted.
No, hey, yeah. It's subjective. All of the coughing. I'm just saying, like, sometimes I have a harder time focusing, and I think that's one of my bigger problems.
Focus, yeah, it comes back to what we were talking about last time. Right. Yeah.
And I wouldn't clearly disagree. I feel like I just too. Clearly, it's like
focus in different ways than everybody else.
But there is something to be said about it. It's harder to focus when it's just you and you have zero distraction. Distraction is then you're just you and your thoughts, and then like
you're like, oh yeah, that's right, I'm rubbing myself.
Yep. And then you're like, this is weird. Okay. Now I've made myself uncomfortable. Oh, geez. What's the point now?
Yeah, how come dudes don't have it this hard? It's so easy to be a man.
I mean, they do have it.
Who knew it was so easy to be a man?
You know, it was so complicated to masturbate as a woman.
Okay, ladies, I had no idea that this was like
It's a thing.
Well, I knew it was a thing, but I had no idea that it was like
two out of three broadcasters say it's a thing.
Two out of three broadcasters agree.
Shandy, teach us all your ways. Because, you know, I might start reading this monologue about from Bob. And then I met Bob.
Oh, please don't. Please don't. Okay.
But you've seen a red leather couch before, I said. Anyway, how would you help Jane?
And apparently, make the most Colleen and of I.
Her red leather couch. Episode title.
Red leather couch.
Red leather couch.
I'm just wondering where to start. I would say,
at the very beginning, it's a very good place to start.
I'm not even drinking. I don't know what my problem is.
I might have to pee again in a second.
That's cool. I'm getting to the end.
Shandy's like, please go pee so you stop talking.
No, I'm like, I can't. I mean, I feel like to have like a real dialogue about this, I would have to ask like very personal questions about what you do and how you do it. And
well, ask and them. You don't have an audience. She can answer them herself in private.
Oh, I was thinking about to you.
Go for it.
To the two of you.
I'm on my second hot toddy. Go for it.
So I would say
only my husband's family listens to this show. It's cool.
Right.
Not mine.
This is where it's really, really unfortunate that we live in a sex negative world that like says that boys will be boys and they just have these dicks that are just there. And so they just jack them off like from, you know, the time that they're like, you know, young teenagers.
Yeah.
And girls are taught that they're dirty and all of this bullshit and don't start doing that until much later in life, if at all. And so you don't figure out like what gets you off. And I feel like a lot of times it's like, I don't know, to, I had to learn what would get, how I had to learn how to do it myself before I could do it with a partner. And so, yes. And I feel like that's the case for maybe a lot of people. That's, we're going to say that's the case for all men, not that they have to, but that just that they do, because they're probably jacking off when they're 13 and not having sex yet. So it's like you have this time with yourself to figure your body out and then have partnered sex. So it's just, it makes me sad, because then a lot of times, like, if you don't figure out what works for you yourself, then you're not going to have, you know, when you're having partnered sex, you're not, is it like, you can't tell someone what you like if you don't know that yourself, and he can't read your mind. So, it, you know, it's a problem. So I would say, like, just explore. I think, so with Jane, I've had this conversation a little bit before. Mm-hmm. And I think for her, it's like really the penis. And that's what she said in her email, like, can't get off without a penis. Like, and so she and I, it's just worked totally differently. Like, I'm very much about outward stimulation.
Yeah.
I like a good cock, but like, that's not what's going to do it for me, you know?
So would you say that it's a... Jane is more a vaginal orgasm person versus a clitoral orgasm person?
Yes, but I would also say that I think it's all connected. Like, it's, there's only a clitoral orgasm, and it has to do with how that's connected to your vagina and like how you feel that, and depending on what's going inside. I'm not a biologist.
Well, I mean, I was going to say, is that like the medical, or is that just sort of how you feel about it?
No.
Is that your alternative fact version, or is that the scientific?
Is like, that your my vagina is a flower version?
Yeah. No, I think that's legit, and people can, like, I don't know, send us studies and whatnot, and I can like do some research, but I think that's pretty legit.
Call out even, to all of our OBGYN listeners.
We can, exactly.
Moira, if you're listening.
If you've ever wondered why it feels so good to have sex from behind, it's because it's hitting your clitoris from the inside.
Yeah.
Right? So it's putting pressure there. That's like almost universally.
But what about when the G-spot well,
but that's
gets
actually
hit? That's different than the...
I don't always like it from behind. I feel more pressure sometimes.
Maybe it's too much. Maybe it's too much. Sometimes less is more. Sometimes less is more, but it's all like that's where it's hitting. So anyway.
Because we're talking about a physical being, that not all bodies are shaped the same way. So things aren't going to always hit in the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Like if Jane is more about like having an orgasm while being penetrated, again, I think it comes back to not all bodies being shaped the same. And so like her particular, I think it all comes back to the
clit. Do you
think that's
she needs, just needs to get a vibrator that's more penetration centric?
Well, I think that would be step one, but it says that she did say that she's tried vibrators, and I don't know. This is something where like, for me, that's like kind of what did it for me first. But now I like almost can't really use, like I've, in the past like 5 years, I would say I like never use vibrators because it's almost like too much. So sometimes less is definitely more, but again, it depends on your own body and how it works. So maybe try with that. Try to get like a big old dildo, you know, maybe. But here's the exciting thing.
Anyway.
Okay. This is the exciting part. So this is something that came up in my news feed in Facebook a couple of weeks ago that I was like, oh, definitely save. It's this website. And Jane, I am going to actually get her a subscription for her birthday, which is coming up. Spoiler alert. But I'm going to do that before this episode comes out. So that I just didn't want to like talk about this and have her go get it, because I'm going to buy this for her. It's this website called omgyes.com. Have you guys heard of this?
I have, actually.
No. I have not.
Yes, I have.
The algorithm is it's not working for me.
Okay. Well, I just bought myself a subscription tonight, and I'll, you know, look through it, let you guys know what I think. It's just $30 for unlimited access to this, all the materials that are up there. And it's essentially, this is their description on their website. It said, we conducted in-depth interviews with over 1,000 women Then we conducted the first ever large-scale study about women's pleasure with 1,000 more women in partnership with researchers at Indiana University School of Public Health and the Kinsey Institute. What we found was that there are shared insights and techniques that enhance pleasure for the vast majority of women. We made OMG Yes to get these insights to the world in a way that's personal and practical. So what it is it's, again, it's this website. It's not an app, so you have to do it on a computer. And they have all of these different topics like edging, hinting, consistency, surprise, and you click on one of them. Let's see, surprise, defying expectations to enhance pleasure, 7 out of 10 women. Okay, let's see.
So it's just different techniques for masturbating?
It's different. Yeah, it's essentially women talking about masturbating, and you have real women who talk about themselves and like give you an introduction, and then they have videos where they actually demonstrate the technique that they're talking about.
Ooh.
All right. So you can watch and learn and then try it yourself.
Cool.
So I'm very excited about this.
Well, it looks like Shandy is trying to attempt to solve Jane's problem. We want to report back by our cougar party.
How it goes. Yes. And actually I have one more thing that I just heard about yesterday from a friend.
Oh my.
So there are these things called, let me find the text message really quickly. Okay, this is called Benoit balls or vaginal weightlifting balls.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Okay.
I'm intrigued. And
so essentially it's like, you know, it's like Kegels, but like, you know, with a tool. And my initial question was, is this something that's supposed to make your pussy tighter in order to please your partner? Because that's bullshit. But apparently the idea is actually that you work on your vaginal muscles to be able to have like more intense orgasms. And also potentially, like if you work up to a certain level, to be able to just sit there and just give yourself an orgasm as you're just sitting there.
Also, you won't pee your pants.
Also, yes.
Yeah. A positive side benefit. Yeah.
Everybody thinks that I'm joking, but I'm not.
No, I didn't think you were joking.
I'm 100% serious. I'm sorry, Shandy, continue.
You can find them in like any sort of sex positive like sex toy store. If you look at, I don't know if you guys have heard of Babeland, but it started in Seattle. It's a women owned sex shop. So you can go to their website. They have a couple of different kinds. There's one called Luna Beads for $64. Let's see. There's another one that was a lot cheaper too. And anyway, there are a couple of different variations. So I just feel like that like overall might be a good thing to try. That's going to make you focus on your pussy.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Hashtag focus on your pussy.
Yes.
Lay on the red leather couch.
Yes. So hopefully that helps. Jane, do let us know. And I'm really excited about this OMG. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really cool.
All right. So we have one more email. And that is another first time email. And it's from Maggie. I'm going to read it in her voice. Hi, Amanda, Shani, and Colleen. My first time is similar to many who have already emailed. I don't remember much about it. In high school, it was important to me to remain a virgin. I had oral sex, but for some reason, oral sex and sex weren't the same for me. I think it may have come from growing up Catholic. Well, there seems to be a big disconnect with that to me now. My first time was on the day before my 20th birthday with a guy I had dated in high school, but the relationship hadn't lasted. Like I said, I don't remember much about it. I think the first time gets built up as a big thing, then it's not, and there's a letdown of sorts. Bye-bye!
Yeah.
A recurring theme.
Yeah.
All right, and all right, so moving on with feedback, we have a phone call from one of our favorite callers, and we'll just, you know, kind of let him get to it.
Hey, ladies. I heard you guys call me out, so I'm calling in. I don't really have an exciting first-time story. I don't even think about it all that much. I don't even remember that much about it, and maybe the alcohol had something to do with it, but I was still in my denial phase. So it was with a girl, and it was in her dorm room, and I don't think either one of us got much out of it. Just wasn't really doing anything for me. And sure, I didn't do anything for her either. So I think, yeah, we even had sex a few more times after that, and it was just wasn't, you know, exciting for either of us. First time with a guy actually was, I was in my late 20s. I think I was kind of a late bloomer in that area.
I don't think
it was with my best friend at the time. We were watching porn together and masturbating, which is something we did actually frequently. And he was just like, "Hey, Will, want to lay back and let me sit on your dick?" And I was like, "Sure." So yeah, that was a lot more fun than the first time with a girl. But anyway, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Fucking, I love that proposition. Hey, you want to lay back and just let me sit on your dick? I'm gonna put that in my repertoire.
Yeah, I think that you're right, Shandy. Good times.
Always a delight, Will. Always a delight.
I want to hear more details about the first time, though. Although I guess they're personal, probably, and I shouldn't ask that. But again, I don't know. There's no again. I was gonna make a vagina monologues joke, but I've had
and then.
Yeah, there's no and then. I had to quit after the half the hot toddy. And I'm just going back to wine because like this, the liquor is way stronger than I'm used to. Whatever. Okay, sorry guys. Rambling alcoholism aside, we have another. We have one more voicemail from Des. Yay! Hi, Des. She says it's a little bit rambly because she had no one to talk to all day except the 7-month-old. Yay! Hi, Astrid. That's her 7-month-old.
And it's also, spoiler alert, adorable because you can hear her daughter in the
call. Yay!
Hey, Amanda, Colleen, and Shandy. This is Des, and I have finally caught up on the Married Man and broadcast. I was up to, like, I think 12 or 13 episodes of both shows at one time, but the past few months I've been listening whenever I have a minute to listen, and I have finally caught up. It's delightful. Now I can actually leave feedback that's relevant to what you're talking about at the moment, so that's nice. And I wanted to say that Colleen, your mom sounds so much like you.
Really?
She sounds like a slightly older version of you.
No.
With a slightly thicker accent, Long Island accent.
Really?
It's adorable. Yep. She sounds just like you. And then I wanted to also Shandy's little story about the house cleaner seeing her porn. Yeah, someone just told me that they have their apartments inspected every so often. The maintenance man comes in and I guess checks vents and stuff like that to make sure everything's okay. Well, after the maintenance guy and his helper or whoever left, her boyfriend came up to her and said, "Hey, you know your vibrator is out on the kitchen sink in the bathroom?" And the maintenance guy was in there, of course, inspecting, so she was totally embarrassed about that. I thought it was hilarious. So my tidy whitey number is 7. My husband's tidy whitey number is 6. And it's funny because every single answer was the same for us, except for one, which he's never done it in a hot tub. So other than that, we have the exact same yeses and the exact same nos on that, even though
I don't think
it's a good scale because, you know, everything is not equal on that. Some things like, you know, sex in the bathroom. Everybody has a bathroom in their house, and most people have done it in the bathroom. So that's like something relatively tame. Fisting, however, should get a lot more points because that's crazy. You know, that's pretty hardcore. So, you know, tidy whitey number should be more on a point scale depending on how crazy it is. Astra's trying to leave feedback too. She's spitting at the phone. Anyways, so yeah, I was just calling because I was so excited that I was caught up, and I just wanted to tell you guys are doing a great job. I love listening to the show. I would say every week, but you know, it's been almost every day for the past couple months. I don't know what I'm going to do myself now that I don't have all these episodes to listen to every day, but maybe I can get some shit done around the house. Anyways, love you guys. Love the show. Talk to you later. Bye.
Desiree, I would recommend going back to the answer for our last caller if you are looking for something to do with yourself now that you're listening to the broadcast. Like, fair. Fuck the Married Man show. Don't catch up on them. Use your
OMG, yes. Yep.
And yeah, then you masturbate. Should. You'll be so happy, according to Shandy.
Yep, good use of your time.
I mean, why wouldn't you? I just don't care. Sometimes you gotta put yourself to sleep.
Yeah.
Right?
Lay on that red leather couch. That's not gonna be the episode title. I'm just overplaying the joke. But yay, I'm happy that Des has caught up.
Yeah, it's never too late to get current.
It's never too late to get current.
It's true. So, good advice.
Yeah. Sorry, in my slightly buzzed state. What else did she talk about? Somebody remind me of the meat of the potatoes.
Tidy whitey numbers. They're off by one with her and her husband.
Oh, and as
which
far
begs
as
the question.
Yes. Why don't you just fuck in a hot tub and get him caught up?
It's the hot tub, she said.
Oh, sorry.
That was like the one part I did remember.
Oh my god, and I listened to that before we recorded it. Hot tubs though, like, again, water sex overrated.
It's oddly dry for being so wet. Right.
It's one of those things that like seems really hot and sexy, and then you're doing it and you're like, why did I build this up in my head? This kind of sucks. So,
it's like your body is like making up for it subconsciously.
Is this working for you? Do you want to stop? Because I kind of want to stop.
Side note. Fun side note.
Yes, please.
Speaking of masturbation, the first time I ever really tried to masturbate was in a bathtub. And I think it was very much like society tells you this is going to be super sexy. And it wasn't. And it was an unsuccessful attempt.
That's true. That I feel like that's a real like trope, the like woman feeling herself in a bathtub. Like that is a real story that we're told over and over again, and it's like where did that start, where did that come from?
There's a million horror movies that start with that,
so maybe it's horror's fault.
Fuck you, Wes Craven.
I can confirm.
Thanks, Des. You need to don't do it in a hot tub, do it in something else that you both haven't done, so you can always remain one number.
I like it.
That's my advice. I don't know. I want more first time stories. I want more tidy whitey number stories. Shandy, do you have?
I want masturbation stories.
You want masturbation stories? Okay.
Yeah, I do. I want women's experience with masturbation. Sorry, guys. Actually, I mean, dudes, you can totally write in, but it's probably like, yeah, my dick was hard, so I touched it. But tell me if I'm wrong.
If your story is more elaborate than that. That's the bar. That's where the bar is set. If you can surpass it,
yes,
then you can write it.
I am interested in men's stories too, but I'm probably more interested in women's stories for obvious reasons that we talked about in this episode.
Yeah.
So please, by all means, write in.
Can I just say that? Tidy whitey number. Shit. Tidy. What is the what? Hold on. Let's start this again. Okay, so now I'm going to choke.
Words.
Outtakes. You wanted them.
This is just like a monologue.
Fuck you.
Colleen attempting to podcast a scene, a play in one act.
Okay.
Girl.
I'm ignoring you. All right. Tidy whitey. List of things.
I thought you like had it on the ground and you were going to pick it up. Here, okay.
It was the pen.
Okay.
Now I gotta pick it up. All right. So if you want your list of tidy whities, let us know. Count right now and then just fucking email it in. It's super easy. Thebroadcasters3@gmail.com. You don't even have to put an explanation. Actually, do. Tell us which ones. But if you don't want to, just be like John and be like, 4, and I'm okay with that. Okay, here we go. Elevator, vibrator, bar, car, bathroom, classroom, hot tub, more than one person rub, mouth, ass, fist, orifice up to your wrist.
Yeah, and really, those last two are pretty redundant. But hey.
So it's like a twofer. So if you, it's like a BOGO. It's like a buy one, get one.
The BOGO.
Hashtag just saying. So, yeah.
I mean, I really feel like the Tidy Whitey list, again, we've talked about its flaws. Usually with a list like this, I would like to complete it, you know? And that would be something to work towards. I'm never going to work towards completing the Tidy Whitey list because, again, as previously mentioned, who really wants to be fisting? Not me.
So it's on your list and you've crossed it off.
No, I'm just...
I'm just kidding.
Judging
just saying.
My
vagina is just not shaped that way.
Judging by particularly large...
for that to be pleasurable. Yeah.
Have a baby. No. Okay, no, that was me fucking with
when
you guys. Yeah.
Because when you were having a baby, it was literally that bad.
Yeah. It actually was. I needed stitches. But again, that was like 4 fists in one, let's be fair.
But again, I would think it's going the other way, that there's like it shaped differently.
Mm-hmm. I think either way is rough. Either way is fucking rough.
Anyways, since
but I think your body is designed for exit to happen that way.
Everyone thinks as opposed for weirdo entrance. Anyway, I want to hear what people have done, Tidy Whitey wise. You can be anonymous number fucking first person to be anonymous 69 wins a prize.
With that velocity.
Oh, seriously, how have we not gotten anonymous 69? Also, to be clear, I just want to say to all of our anonymous writers in, we love you and. We don't actually hate that you go by anonymous.
Not at all.
It was just funny that we had so many at once. But exactly. Like I said in a previous episode, those are usually like somehow the most like intense emails. So
well, yeah, it offers nothing the most wrong with it. The most ground for conversation. Just because you can be a little more intimate when you're not exposing your name.
Exactly, and I appreciate that. So
yeah, totally.
But seriously, Anonymous 69, first one to take it.
Yeah, seriously.
We will.
It's up for grabs, guys. It's up for grabs.
It's a double win.
If the first person to be Anonymous 69, we will send you a broadcast t-shirt or something.
But make sure it's good. It. Like, don't write in as, like, an Anonymous 69 and, like, you know, you ask us, like, what's your favorite color? It's like,
purple.
It's
purple, too. Yeah.
You already got the answer. Yeah.
You need to have a real problem or a real question.
It's blue, like the balls you just gave us with that question.
Oh! Amanda, you're so funny. Anybody that says otherwise is silly.
I always think I'm not much of a joke writer, but sometimes I surprise myself.
Sometimes they write themselves and they just come to you. Oh, so
they just write themselves.
Speaking of Bones, tonight was the finale of Bones.
For Forever or the season finale?
No, the series finale. And I fucking love that show.
Oh, the Forever finale.
Oh my God. It was awesome. Then it was shitty. Then it was really good. Now, you know, then it was shitty. Then it was really good. It's been around for.
So kind of like Grey's Anatomy?
Oh, no, I don't know. I stopped watching Grey's Anatomy after like season 4.
Yeah, I stopped too.
Anyways, let's do some housekeeping notes. Special thanks to our patrons. If you want to become a patron and help support us, you can go to patreon.com/JayandJack. You can be a patron at any level from $1 to $1,000,000. We like the $1,000,000 ones, but if you're at the $5 level, you get to come play in a special Facebook group that we have and vote on a Patron's Choice podcast. If you are $15 or more, they have a special hangout every month in which Amanda was on the last one. So super fun.
Oh,
that's true. I crashed one.
You did. Everybody's invited.
I kind of didn't quite realize how it worked. And I just was like, oh good. Maybe I should have put some makeup on. This is terrible.
Nah, nobody else.
Or announced that I was coming.
No. It's an open invitation to all the people on the network. So you can go to patreon.com/JayandJack, and we would appreciate that because that does help us. If you don't want to become a patron for, you know, whatever reason, and we understand that people have, you know, budgets every month, you can shop through the Amazon link, and you can go to janejack.com/Amazon, and that will redirect you to an Amazon page that helps us out as well. If you would like to come to the giant podcast network podcast meetup, it's looking like there's going to be a lot of people there this year, and that's super exciting. And that is May 5th through May 8th. It's going to be super fun. We just picked a hotel today. I think the majority of the people are going to be staying at the Comfort Inn on Glenwood Avenue. That seems to be the popular choice. There's a whole bunch near me, though. Send me a message on Facebook, or you can email us, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com, and I will get back to you immediately with hotel information if you want to come. And I think that's about it. Yay!
All right.
And you know we've been recording long enough when I'm buzzed and then re-sober up, so... I still got a half a hot toddy, though, left, so...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. On that note, I guess, anybody else have anything before we hit the road, Jax? Jills?
Hit the road, Jills.
I'm really excited to go and check out this OMG Yes website. So,
yeah, nice. Everybody.
I will talk to you guys later.
Happy surfing.
Please email us, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com. Give us a call, 331-276-2373. Give us your tidy whitey numbers. We want more first time stories.
And first time jacking it.
Or jacking in general. If you guys have anything for Jane, please give us feedback. I know there's some chicks out there that want to give us some feedback. You can be anonymous or you cannot be anonymous. But yes,
hey, Anonymous 69 is still up for grabs.
Holla! All right, on that note, guys, I hope everybody has a good week. Please stay tuned for our Cougar Party on allegedly April 25th. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And until then, peace out, guys. Bye.
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 Sorry, Amanda, what did you
say? Yeah, seriously, Jay, go away.
No, seriously, Jay, go away.
The girl's time. It's girl's time. I forget. What was I saying?
Something about the outtakes. I'm sorry.
Oh, I missed them. I know they're a lot of your, they require a lot of your time, but I really like them.
JP said, just started listening to the episode at work. Note to self, make earbuds. Make sure earbuds are plugged. Hold on. Let me start that again.
Make their plugged in.
Plugged in. If you haven't, I recommend it. I recommend it. Hold on. I'm sorry. Blooper. and check out all Ralph's podcasts. Ralph does a lot too.
Nice.
Yes, if I Google them real quick, I will insert them right here. If not, I will edit that out.
Smoke and mirrors, podcasting magic. Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
Got it. Got it. Clever. Clever.
Clever okay. Girl.
Okay, guys, I'm trying to move on here.
Okay. It was just very, I think it was poor writing. It was not believable.
Lazy writing, Hashtag lost podcast. Yes. there's a throwback joke. Can I go pee real quick? Yes. I had a lot more drink tonight than I usually do.
Bob liked to look at it.
No.
He was a connoisseur. He loved the way they felt, the way they tasted, the way they smelled. But most importantly, he loved the way they looked. He had to look at them.
Like, does
the
he
first
have to
time
be
we had sex, he told me that he had to see me. I'm right here, I said.
I'm right here, I said. No.
No, you, he said. I have to see you. Well, turn on the light, I said, thinking that he was a weirdo and freaking out in the dark. He turned on the light. And then he said, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to see you. Sorry, I just made Bob into a child molester.
Can we please not call him Bob? Does he have to be named that?
Eve That's Ensler his name. Named him Bob.
Yeah.
That's
Bring
his
it
name.
Up with Eve.
And he's like, I want to kill you guys. I hate you so much.
No, not at all.